From this rock, he spoke to me, and it was decided that I should return, and then Jesus just blew on me. With that, I shot backwards into this black void, and with his words, like following me and echoing in my mind, telling me and revealing to me many profound things. While I was floating back in this darkness, I began to understand God's nature and character, and that was like implanted inside me. I floated through this darkness again and came back into my bedroom, and I floated back into my body. I woke, but I could not breathe. Somehow I managed to gasp for air. My heart ached with such intense pain it was excruciating. I was taken to the hospital and revived there. That's what happened many years ago, over 25 years now. What impressed me most about my ordeal is this. Can we really stand before God when he exposes the real intents and purposes of our heart and say, hey, I deserve entry into heaven? Are we really such nice guys and gals? Would not God rather say instead of welcome, you neglected my manner of change, refused to hear, rejected my transforming plan. How can I let you enter heaven's eternal land when, as you concede, to permit you to enter would cause it to be corrupted again and again? This would make a just God unjust, allowing us into heaven. God would be unjust to his gift of his reflection he gave humanity. We're created in God's image, don't you know? God has wisdom, intelligence, knowledge, the ability to think and reason on his own. He gave these gifts that were reflected to us to in a lower degree, as Genesis chapter 1 through 3 tells us. His gifts and callings are without recall. God is just, fair, righteous, and merciful. He will engage our ability to think and reason with a call. If God would not have called Adam and Eve in the garden, what then? This would not be fair or an act of love. Humanity could not or would never choose God on their own. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All through sin have made life ugly to those around them and to themselves. Instead, they end up exchanging the gift of life that God gave and the true purpose for our lives in exchange for a lie. Like Adam and Eve lost, hiding from God, we remain so today. They needed to be called. We do too. Without the call of God's mercy, none could return. Now there is a call to return. It's God's call, calling us out from darkness into his marvelous light. Can you hear? Do you really understand? God is being true to himself by demonstrating the offer to you. He designed you to hear and understand his call and gave you the ability to respond on your own. Sin remains the creature of his own. God is not the author of sin and evil. The response for these things are the creature's own. To neglect this and deny the creature the ability to reason and think independently makes God unfair, unjust, unloving, unkind, and definitely not all-powerful. Think about it.